Hey, True Believers, before the episode starts, this is David Hickney, by the way. We are about to hear the first of two episodes in a row that took place at the live. They took place live at the Elgin Fringe Festival. Now, you're going to notice that there's a voice missing from this show and from the next show. One of our mainstays was not able to make it. In fact, he was not allowed to be brought to the festival. Which is okay, because I think it was safer for him to stay home with his beeheads. So don't be surprised that you don't hear Roger's voice in the next two episodes. He stayed home. When we got back, he was super happy to see me. You know, he was just clawing with his little claws at my face. And I was like, oh, hey, Roger, how's it going? He had lots of beeheads. He was super happy. And when we get back to the episodes that we recorded in the basement studio, you'll hear his voice again. So just enjoy these two episodes that were live from Elgin Fringe.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Everyone, this is David Hickney, host of Freak of the Week. Welcome to Freak of the Week Live. We are at the Elgin Fringe Festival. I am not going to say what state we're in, because then the government would know where I am at. Tonight, we have a very special topic. We are going to be talking about animal weapons. That's right, animals used as weapons by governments and other strange organizations out there. We are going to take audience questions during our third segment, if anyone has questions in the audience. But first, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our expert. Your name is Jim Kubinski, is that correct?
That is correct, Jim Kubinski.
Okay, and you are an expert in animal weapons.
Yes, I am an expert, and I have one of the founding fathers of gene splicing to add an animal as a artillery weapon.
Wait. You gene splice animals to make them artillery weapons?
Yes.
So are they the projectiles or the things projecting?
Well, they can do both.
What animal specifically have you spliced?
Again, we're talking deep state stuff here. I could tell you, but I'll just tell you anyways.
That's a good idea.
Even if they do kill you, that's your problem. So we have, we have a lynx. We have a lynx that.
Which is like a cat.
Which is, yeah, it's a large cat.
Okay.
Okay. They get offended if you refer to them as cat. They like to be called lynx.
Lynx. And the lynx does what?
Well, the lynx, of course, a lynx, being that it's Canadian, is brought incognito to a war zone, and we sneak the lynx in. Nobody knows that it's a weapon because they think it's Canadian. And they just walk right in and start firing.
Firing what? Other lynxes?
No, that's you're being insulting right now.
Hey, now hold on. You're on my show. You don't want to go after me. I'm just asking because the true believers out there listening to this need to know what these lynxes are shooting at people.
They're not firing other lynxes. That would be cruel.
So what are they firing?
They're firing small projectiles.
Such as what? Other animals? Bullets? Lasers, what?
They're lead balls.
Balls?
Lead balls.
Lead balls. Yeah. So, like from a musket.
Like, yes, from a musket. They fire these balls, and they're very effective. They're very effective.
Very effective. Ball-flinging lynxes. What other animals have you seen?
again, I am the founder of the genetic splicing, so I not only have I seen them, I've had contact. I have had like a part where I've actually touched these genetically modified animals.
You've touched animals.
I've touched them.
Like lynxes, other animals?
Lynxes, those are that.
Right.
We have an ocelot.
Hold on a second, Jim. I have to point out that someone has finally decided to show up. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, joining us is my sister, Elizabeth Marin. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, David. Apologies for my tardiness.
You should apologize.
You left some things in the basement when you left today. I had to take care of that before I got here.
Right. What, like, because you have to go into the basement and snoop around in my stuff, is what you're saying?
I have to make sure you're not going over the edge again. Yes, it actually, I am your legal guardian. It's my responsibility to make sure that everything is going okay with you.
Legal guardian, whatever. Okay, sorry, Jim. Can you please go ahead? What other animals have you touched?
An ocelot.
Ocelot. What the hell is an ocelot?
It's a...
is that another cat?
Again, they don't like to be called cats. Once again, you're it's just like if you were going to say to a lion, "Hey, cat," they're not going to appreciate it. So
I don't think they speak English, so I think it's okay.
These again are genetically modified. So once again, you're making an assumption that you're not sure about, or really have no place to talk about.
All right, are all these animals controlled by the U.S. government? Is that who these animals that you've touched have come from?
The U.S. government, of course, they are involved in everything. So,
right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. No. Of course, they are.
Who else? The Canadians?
Right. Elizabeth, just so you know, before you got here, Jim was explaining to us that they've genetically spliced lynxes, the cats, but not cats because they don't like to be called cats, apparently, to shoot lead balls at people.
The lynxes shoot. With a handgun or
out of
their eyes or how, because they don't have opposable thumbs.
Nostrils? Is it nostrils?
So I'm not sure how this would actually work.
Okay, you want to get into details.
Yes.
That's why I'm here, yes.
So
actually.
The lynxes, we insert the small balls into their sphincters and they ingest them into their stomachs and...
Wait. They ingest them through their sphincters. They have a reverse digestive tract.
You've never heard of reverse ingestion?
That's not really a thing
that
exists.
This is like everyday common science.
Yeah, it's common science.
It's not. I have 3 PhDs, and I have never, ever come across.
Your PhDs are in what again? Yes.
Well, I actually just got a new one.
Of course you did.
I did. I wanted to be more involved in your life, so I finished my cryptozoology.
So then
PhD.
You should know reverse ingestion's a thing.
It's never come up. I mean, even Bigfoot, the same way.
Bigfoot, it's the chupacabra that reverse ingests. Everybody knows that.
Have you maybe read some books that I haven't read? I mean, you
probably,
did finish your PhD,
probably.
And
again,
I did.
Oh,
so.
Here we go again.
She obviously never spends any time on the dark web. It's obvious.
Yeah. When was the last time Jimmy, my proxy, goes on the dark web all the time for me? When was the last time you were on the dark web?
Honestly, since dark web resources aren't a thing that I can cite in any of my theses or any of my books, I don't spend a lot of time on the dark web.
Okay.
Some Whatever. Might call it fake news.
So we've got these lead balls that go up cat butts, and then they come out what hole?
Again, with the cats. Let's give the animals some dignity.
Lynx butts.
Lynx butts. Much better.
What hole do the balls come out of then?
Okay, so it depends on the way they're running. If they're spread out, if their legs are spread, then it will come out the larynx.
They have a stoma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and they fire right out the... It's amazing to
watch.
That
sounds amazing.
It's amazing. And if they are in a fetal position or like a ball position, their right ear is what you got to watch out for. It's kind of like they can get you around the corner. So they'll sit on the corner, bam, they'll blast you right around the corner. It's amazing.
So the right ear is where it comes, the left ear is safe then?
Left ear is the one you talk to.
Okay. Oh, so they hear out of the left and shoot out of the right.
Obviously, if you have a ball going through your ear, you're not going to be able to hear out of it.
No, I would assume not. So is that plausible to you? Elizabeth?
Well, I had to think about it for a second, but considering the ear is part of the sinus canal, and the sinus canal is actually connected to, you know, the throat and whatnot, I suppose that's possible. I'm wondering how it affects their balance, though. I feel like shooting small balls out of their ear might give them vertigo. How do you counteract the vertigo?
How do you counteract vertigo?
Okay, I would ask you that. I know you have a PhD, but maybe you should pay attention. Once again, I told you that when they come out of their ear, they're sitting in a squat position, and they're not running when it comes out of their ear.
Do you think that vertigo only affects people that are moving?
They're not people. They're lynxes.
Because I actually do suffer from vertigo, and I can be very still and just suddenly start spinning.
Just like
so.
All of a sudden you're vertigoed? I don't
know. Yes,
I don't get
actually.
I don't know. Sometimes I suffer from vertigo when it comes on Pandora.
I feel
and
like
then he counts down uno, dos,
well, that's
tres,
a much
catorsis.
More deadly form of vertigo that
it's
you're
pretty bad.
To.
I'm thinking
it's
maybe
bad.
You have a migraine and that causes you to have an aurora. You got an aurora and then all of a sudden you get the vertigo.
An aurora? The lights from the sky?
Yes, you get the aurora. Did you ever see the auroras? You get
yeah,
auroras.
I've seen those. It's they're actually chemtrails by UFOs.
No, these are like in your eyes. You close your eyes and you see like these little lights, like kind of dancing around.
Like when you do LSD.
Yes.
Okay. They're also a side effect of an optic migraine.
Okay. Whatever that means.
PhD lady.
All right. I think we have a caller coming in. I'm gonna go ahead and take the call. Caller, what's your name and where are you from and what's your question?
Hi there. My name is Molly. First time caller, first time listener.
Oh, thank you very much for listening this first time.
Well, here's the thing. I've been listening to you all talk about these animals here, and mm-hmm. I am 99% sure that I have seen one of them.
Which one of the lynxes or something else?
No, I don't believe it was a cat.
Okay.
I was searching my daughter's Facebook news feed and came across this video of this band. And the band leader is definitely an animal that can shoot things out of its butt.
The band leader is.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure he has these big old sunglasses that I know were just hiding the evil.
Does that sound familiar to you, Jim?
Well, here's a real problem. Here's a real problem. That information has not been shared with the general public.
That's why we're here, to share the information with
the
public.
Well, I didn't share it. It was my daughter's news feed, so I just looked at it. I didn't share it or comment or like or nothing.
My suggestion to any people in the audience and or listening to us today is to take your phone, pull the SIM card out and smash it, and then throw it into a receptacle with water.
That's always good advice.
That
always.
Sounds very, very expensive. Maybe don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just don't buy the phones. That's probably the best way to do that. So, okay, so it's shooting stuff out of its butt.
I'm sure of it. I was watching the video.
Do you know what band it was?
Oh, yes. It was called Letter U Number 2.
Letter U Number 2.
Okay.
Letter U number two. Okay.
Now I don't know if that is the site for the video or the band itself, to be honest, but I am 99.999% sure that sunglass man was just hiding some evil because he's able to shoot things out of his butt.
Okay, look, Jim, you gotta come clean up with us here. People need to know, is this something we have to worry about? Is this Letter U Number 2 guy gonna shoot things out of his butt at us?
Let me just go into a small little disclaimer and or story about how this came to be.
Okay.
We were spending time in South Korea. I don't know if you know about the South Koreans, but they have been cloning animals for many, many years. And once we got to South Korea, we just started, you know, we all started drinking. We started a fireball and, you know.
The alcohol fireball?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had angry balls. You know, fireball and angry orchard.
Oh, yeah, it's when you drop the shot into the glass and drink it. Yeah.
We were angry balling it. And all of a sudden, the South Koreans, they're like, hey, watch this. And they started gene splicing and bam. They come up with this, you know, U2 left guy.
Left guy.
Bam. This guy can fire a ping pong ball like 30 yards out of his rectum.
That's a long distance. That's a really long. That's like a Peyton Manning throw.
Right.
But with the, okay, that's.
Right. And ping pong balls curve. So, I mean, this guy was amazing.
It curved?
It curved.
Like around a corner?
Yeah. Like, I mean, like.
So you don't even see it coming is what you're saying.
No, absolutely not. You, if we're looking at this wall right here with this, pillar, the guy behind the pillar would get smacked right in the face with a ball.
With a butt ball.
With a butt. And let me tell you something. This guy is not hygienically sound. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't think it matters if he's hygienically sound with where that ball is coming from.
Well,
all right, we're gonna take a moment to get a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with more callers on animal weapons. So we'll be right back, True Believers. Okay, True Believers, listen to this. We have a sponsor here for the show. Tonight's episode is sponsored by Lyft Munch. Move over, Uber Eats. Why eat out when Lyft can munch for you? Lyft Munch. Also, today's episode is sponsored by John's Organic Tomatoes. No pesticides, no FDA, just tomatoes. Find John's Tomatoes at one vegetable stand somewhere. So there you go. Find that stand and you'll have some really good tomatoes. All right, we're back. Freak of the Week, David Hickney here, with Jim Kubinski and Elizabeth Marin talking about animal weapons. Jim, while we had that break, you were talking about other band leaders that also were made by the South Koreans.
You know, and this is again, this is deep state stuff. I feel like I may be remiss in allowing you guys to know this.
Okay.
But I'm just going to go ahead and say it, that the lead singer from Smash Mouth was also an experiment.
Smash Mouth.
I 100% believe that one.
Holy cow, guys. Elizabeth believes something. This is a Freak of the Week first. I just want to take a moment. You actually believe something.
I mean, I believe anything if it's plausible in science. It's just that you have a tendency to avoid things that could be explained. I have heard Smash Mouth's music. I did see him at the Sweet Corn Festival last year down in Central Illinois, and I fully believe that he is some type of genetic experiment.
I don't understand how you can believe this, but you won't believe, even though we've gotten two phone calls now from them, that the mole people have kidnapped my wife, Sheila.
I think people are messing with you, and I think you should keep your appointments with the therapist.
You know therapists are just government stools.
You know I'm a therapist.
I work for the government, that's true.
They are, they're government stools. We're going to take another caller. Caller, what's your name, where are you from, and what's your question?
This is Liam.
Okay, hi Liam, where are you from?
Hi Liam.
I'm from Dublin.
You sound like I should have known that.
Well, of course. I just wanted to say that there was a bunch of BS about that previous caller disparaging the singer from that band.
Okay, so you're saying that letter U number 2 band is not alien, or not aliens, a weird government messed up things?
I mean, they've got funky names, but they certainly aren't any kind of aliens or creatures of any kind.
Well, what funky names?
Like The Edge.
The Edge. That's not a person's name.
But it's this one's name.
What about The Edge there, Jim?
So, The Edge, of course, is a guitar god, and he...
Do you believe in gods, Jim?
I believed in the afterlife. I feel like there's, somebody touching his finger on the primordial ooze,
right,
to cause it to develop into humans.
Yeah, that's what you need. It's on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. I don't know why you don't believe it.
I mean, you know, a human man painted that, right?
Yeah, with God's inspiration running through him.
Right.
Or with the church's paycheck running to him.
Which came from God. Money comes from God. We all know that.
Yeah. Look.
Maybe you should pray more so you can get out of my basement, if that's the case.
The only thing I pray for is Sheila's safe return.
I pray for that as well.
Mr. Hickney, I just wanted to
say you're still on the phone.
A little bit more. The idea that it could be a human sort of a creature hybrid is ridiculous. Now, if you want to talk about the real animal weapons, I have seen many in the trash in my area. They are called missile badgers.
Missile badgers. Okay. That's new. What is a missile badger?
Well, it's a badger that shoots missiles.
Okay, okay. First of
well,
all...
Well, actually, I think that's a bit of a misnomer. He generally just has bigger guns than he is that he fires, not necessarily missiles.
Missile badgers were created by the North Koreans, and they were a mistake, okay? They've been banned in every country, and... How you actually saw one, I don't know. But
well, it sounds like they're all over Dublin, these missile badgers.
Well, they've banned a lot of things here in Ireland, but I've seen plenty of missile badgers, sir.
Why would there be missile badgers in Ireland, Jim?
I feel like Kim Jong-un must have had created it some kind of a alliance with the Irish. the Irish have been known to make weird alliances, I'm just saying.
True believers, we heard it here first. The Irish are in cahoots with the North Koreans to infest us with missile badgers. Look out. If you see something that looks like a badger with a missile, run away. Do not face it. Do not try to fight it. No. Run away as fast as you can.
If you tap them on the nose, they will explode.
Caller, I just want to know, is it possible at all that these missile badgers don't actually exist, and after you had too many pints and watched Guardians of the Galaxy, hallucinated something.
Wait, what is Guardians of the Galaxy?
I believe we're going to have you define what too many pints means.
Well, honestly, it's highly variable amongst the Irish community, so however many it takes you to get intoxicated, plus four.
I believe too many is an oxymoron.
I believe that you were just being racist towards Irish people.
In what way, shape, or form?
You just said they like to drink.
Do you like to drink, sir?
Of course.
Okay.
I like to drink. I'm not Irish.
Well.
I've seen you drink. We've gotten hammered on this show before, Elizabeth Marin.
I have, because that is one of the ways that I can get through these recordings.
Look, I have a serious question about this. What the hell is Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's a blockbuster movie in the Marvel universe. There's been two of them plus the new Avengers.
I haven't watched a movie that was made after 1965.
That is true.
Yeah.
They also appear in comic books. I know that you do read.
I do read comic books because they're great sources of factual information.
That's how we communicate with the South Koreans.
Through comic books. Yeah, I knew that. That's obvious. Everyone knows that.
Just call them on the phone.
Yeah, sure.
South Korea,
if they could speak English.
Wow, somebody's racist, and it's not me.
All right. Liam, thank you so much for your call. Don't worry. I will talk to Elizabeth about her hate-filled speech later. So we have North Korea, South Korea, the United States have all done... create animal weapons, or are there any other countries you have to look out for?
I'm just spilling way too much. Mm. But I don't know that you know this or not.
I don't, unless you tell me.
Bulgarians are leaders in the industry. Bulgarians have always been just a little bit the left of center. They'll do whatever. They don't care.
Okay, so what have they done? Are we talking, more small quadruped animals, or are we talking, some weirder stuff like kangaroos or something?
No, I can't. You don't live in Bulgaria.
They could have imported the kangaroos. No, I don't know.
They're using oxen. They have a giant tank-like oxen that will totally, they will fire their, they have horns that grow immediately, and they will fire their horns right at you. They will go through a tank. Their horns are, I don't know what they did, because the Bulgarians, again, are a cutting edge.
Okay, so we need to watch out for Bulgarian horned oxen.
Absolutely.
They will puncture a tank.
They will wreck stuff.
This is scary. This is scary. This is scary, true believers. Elizabeth, what do you think about that?
Okay, so the horns are automatically regenerative, you say. So
right, it's like a lizard's tail.
But you're implying that a lizard's tail does take time to grow back, but you're implying that they grow back immediately?
I'm not implying. I'm saying, again, right. Bulgarians have taken the gene splicing that the South Koreans started, the North Koreans added to. They've taken it to the next level.
Next level.
They have like these catalysts that they insert inside the oxen.
Insert.
Which causes rapid growth.
Growth.
Some of these oxen are 30 feet tall.
That's tall.
A 30-foot tall
that's
oxen
tall.
With rapidly regrowing horns, and the only person that seems to have seen these is you. I find that very hard to believe.
The internet
is worldwide
look,
now.
Look, Elizabeth, have you never heard the true story about Babe the Blue Oxen?
Yes.
The true story
yes.
about... I am going to have a talk with our moms for reading that to you
geez.
As a child.
Really?
Don't
talk to Vicky or Lauren, please.
I talk to them every day. They're worried about you.
You keep telling me that. You know, Dad Terrence is always like, don't worry, you're doing fine, David. But you're always talking to Mom Vicky and Lauren, and it's driving me crazy.
They're worried about you, David.
I have to ask, why do you hate Bulgarians? What have the Bulgarians done to you?
Why are you racist against Bulgarians?
When have
Elizabeth?
I ever spoken out against Bulgaria or Bulgarians?
Well, you just dissed their tech.
Yeah. I actually am not dissing their tech in any way. I am questioning you, sir.
Okay.
I'm questioning your merits, James. From my background, I love to do all of the possible research, and I also love to cite my sources, and I just expect that when I speak to someone else that they are willing to cite their sources as well.
As cited earlier in the show, I am an expert in this field.
Yeah, he's an expert. We have another caller, I think, coming in. Caller, go ahead and give us your name and where you're from and your question.
Hello, my name is Mary Smith.
Mary Smith. Sounds very nice, sturdy American name.
Yes, I am from America.
Of course.
Definitely not from anywhere else.
What's your question, Mary?
My question, in my country... Of
America.
America.
Right.
I have seen the oxen, and I have never heard on the airwaves the talk of the oxen to just anyone who will listen. Maybe it's something we should not talk about.
Yeah. I did sign a disclaimer, and I did suggest that all people listening are in an ear throw from here.
Do you think that herds and herds and herds of oxen know your disclaimers? Do you think they read? They don't read. They just murder. They murder.
You are obviously very familiar with the horde of oxen that has been... trancing around.
My God, true believers, I don't know. From what I can tell, despite Mary's obvious American accent, which is very heavy, there is a herd of these oxen out there.
Apparently, herds and herds,
herds and herds and herds,
and herds. And I'm flabbergasted that I've apparently never seen them. If they are so prolific in Well, America, because she's from America.
They're obviously trained, so you wouldn't see them unless it's too late.
I have to interject. They're called hordes of oxen.
Hordes of oxen.
I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's that. I think it was a New England accent.
I was going to say Chicago. They're difficult to understand.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes. Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much.
I do have to say, for any of our listeners that may have seen any of these animals and would love to submit visual evidence to make me possibly, you know, eat crow, please feel free to email me at hcwtphoto@gmail.com. That's have cryptozoology degree will travel at gmail.com.
Shameless plugs.
Please, I would love to see these, and then on our next episode, I will recant my disbelief.
I just want to point out
if they're pixelated,
I eat crow all the time. It's delicious. The government doesn't control the crow industry, and so
It's one of my favorite intelligent dishes.
I know. It's like being a Highlander.
What?
You eat the crow and then you take on their intelligence.
Absolutely. And we do have a.
Is that why you keep bringing me shiny things?
Do you not like the shiny things I bring you, sister?
I wish that they had a little more usage, but I mean, I do love the partial smashed pennies and Christmas tinsel. It's lovely. I have a little box.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we're going to take our one last break for some words from our sponsors. Freak of the Week is sponsored by Bronson's Tin Foil. That's right, tin, made from real tin to stop those alien brainwaves from getting into your head. Bronson's Tin Foiled. Also, Freak of the Week is sponsored by Chill Dew, the energy drink that makes you feel cool. Chill Dew. That's CHILL-DO. Chill Dew. All right, we're going to go ahead and move into segment three here, True Believers. This is the time, if anyone in the audience has any questions, they can come up and they'll go over to this mic over here on the right. But we're going to just keep going, and then, yeah, if we have an audience question, we'll take it. Look, Jim, I moved the table there. I'm not used to the table. I'm used to my basement.
My basement.
Your basement. My basement. Whatever. I'd still have my trailer if it wasn't for you, so whatever.
That trailer was a hazard.
That trailer was safe. Jim, it seems like most of the animals we've talked about shoot things. Are there any other kinds of animal weapons out there?
Yes.
Do you feel like elaborating a little bit?
Yes. This is a very rare one. I don't know if anybody's seen one of these. I was very shocked by the Bulgarian calling in, or the American who.
I don't know what you mean by Bulgarian calling in.
We do have a sloth. This was one of our early experiments or genetic splicings.
Okay.
The sloths, what they do is they absorb mortar shells. So you fire a mortar shell into the sloth, and its metabolism slows the actual explosion of the mortar shell. And by the time that the mortar shell explodes, it's more like a firecracker. It's a really amazing. The problem with the sloths is they're very, very hard to herd. It's a herd of sloth.
Okay.
A horde of Bulgarian oxen.
A herd of sloth. So they're more of a defensive weapon, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We send them out. The problem is they only get about 3 or 4 feet per day, and by the time they actually make it to the front, the war is over in most cases.
That seems pretty useless then.
Yes. We're working on it.
Okay, maybe you should try a faster animal.
We tried to speed up their metabolism, but they exploded when they got hit by the mortars.
So then it ruins what they do. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, we have an audience question. Audience member, what's your name, where are you from, and what's your question?
I'm Susan. I'm from Lisle, Illinois.
Susan from Lisle, Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm glad you traveled all this way to Elgin in a different state. Definitely not Illinois, U.S. government. So what is your question, Susan?
I was just curious if any of these creatures are for sale.
Technically I cannot sell you any of the creatures, but I can sell you a cage. I can sell you an empty cage that might come with a creature inside of it.
Okay. What kind of creature are you looking for, Susan?
Oh, I liked the sound of that gecko because, you know, kids rip things off of critters and that might be good.
A gecko?
Yeah, because it gets its tail back, right?
Right.
We don't have any geckos.
You have any kind of lizards at all?
We do have, these people are really in tune.
Yeah.
We have what we call a skinx. A skinx is
is that a cat too?
No, it's not. It's not. It's a skinx is a small, skink. Small bumpily lizard. It's got bumps on it and it looks at you in a disgusting way. And basically what it does is destroy your self-esteem.
My God.
Yeah, I don't think I want that.
So thank you, Susan.
I just want to, I feel like I have to put a disclaimer out there that Freak of the Week does not promote or endorse the sale of illegal animals across state lines.
Remember that Freak of the Week does not endorse the laws of the U.S. government. So, yeah, it's not illegal to Freak of the Week.
We only sell cages, no animals.
Yeah, he's not selling animals. He's selling the cages. The animal comes with the cage. Have you ever been to a fraternity party, Elizabeth?
Unfortunately, right. I have.
Yeah, they don't sell you the beer, they sell you the cup. It's that idea. It's smart.
I understand.
It's very smart.
I understand the concept, David.
And then they make you drink this stuff that was like the leftovers of all the other drinks. It's not good. Yeah.
She's verklempt.
Well, that's pretty normal for her. Do we have another caller? It looks like we have another caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello, Jeffrey.
From Cape Cod.
Cape Cod. So you might know Mary Smith. It sounded like she had a New England accent.
I know many Mary Smiths.
Okay.
Nothing but Mary Smiths throughout our neighborhood.
Makes sense. What's your question, Jeffrey?
Well, actually, I just wanted to chime in. There was a creature you guys haven't mentioned, and with all these military uses, I was a general in the army for many years.
Oh.
We had a secret mission to infiltrate Hawaii.
We had to infiltrate Hawaii.
Yes.
The U.S. government did.
Yes.
Okay.
The state of Hawaii.
Well, geez, Elizabeth, it wasn't always a state.
Well, I'm just assuming
that
he was...
It was, in fact, a state at the time.
Yes. Well, geez, Elizabeth, it was a state at the time.
It's been a state for decades, and I this gentleman...
We don't know how old he is.
That's true.
I could assume it was before.
He has a very young-sounding voice for someone that is in his 90s.
I mean, I have
Barry,
a young-sounding voice.
Bone to my head. Sorry.
This was Operation Pineapple, as I recall.
You could not be more correct, sir.
Okay, so why were we infiltrating Hawaii?
I can't get into that.
Okay, what were we infiltrating with?
We were just a regular battalion. We were not prepared for what they had waiting for
us. Oh, the Hawaiians had something.
Yes.
Oh.
They were the porcupine apples.
Porcupine apples?
Porcupine apples.
Pineapples already pokey as they are.
Yes. Well, you know, we were hungry.
Uh-huh.
And they were just laying there on
right.
the beach. And we're like, how fortunate. We don't even have to take these off of a tree.
Right.
Well, when you
pineapples don't grow on trees.
Look, you weren't there.
Pineapples, not pineapples. Pay
attention.
And
porcupines are not indigenous to Hawaii.
Who said that they were?
Man, you have a PhD and you don't think pineapples grow on trees?
She has three PhDs from Stanford.
With all due respect, you were not there.
Right.
That is an accurate statement.
We have an eyewitness and you're arguing about it.
These porcupine apples, which we did not know at the time, were lying on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I picked one up, and its pines or whatever jutted out, and I lost both my hands.
Both of his hands, both Elizabeth. Both of his hands. Not one, not two, but both.
The pines, as you call them, jutted out how?
They're... You know how a pineapple is normally sort of prickly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there were more that jutted out of the sides.
You're making him angry.
Like stalactites.
And they sliced your hands off, or
no,
they
just obliterated them.
Wow.
Just
wow.
gone. Wow. Gone. My, two hands
what,
gone.
Where my hands were was just mush.
First of all, sir, you are a true American hero.
Thank you.
And for you, PhD lady, you, for being so... educated are very, very ignorant to the war type injury.
Her education is at Stanford, a West Coast school.
Speaking of war type injuries, I don't know. I'm sure that you have, Jim, and I'm sure that you have, Jeffrey, as well, seen a hand grenade and the shape of a hand grenade that does, in fact, resemble a small pineapple, and
they're
smaller. If you were to pick that up, it may very well obliterate your hands. Is there any possible way?
Jeffrey is a general.
Wait a
mistook
second.
A hand grenade for
Wait.
A piece of
they
fruit.
They do not grow on trees.
Yeah, and he's a general.
Yeah, neither do pineapples.
I think a general knows what a hand grenade looks like.
I mean, PTSD and other psychological factors of being through war can affect judgment greatly.
I didn't even get to peel it.
Yeah, he didn't even get to peel it.
Right.
Did you try to peel the hand grenade?
When stop saying my hand hands grenade. Disappeared,
because
I
you picked up
peel
a hand
anything.
Grenade.
Very disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
Just amazing.
This is an American hero. Right?
The audacity of you, Elizabeth.
Wow.
I am sorry, Jeffrey. Thank you for your sacrifice. Do you have hands now? Have they grown back?
My hands are that of my caregiver. She's the one holding the phone to my head.
That's very nice of her.
I appreciate you not putting us on speaker and actually having someone hold the phone to your head.
I would like to...
She's paid handsomely by, I'm sorry, Mr. Hickney, the American government.
I would like to offer you, sir, we have modified capuchin monkeys. These capuchin monkeys.
Capuchin.
Capuchin.
Capuchin. They're helper monkeys.
What? They are helper monkeys. They're very helpful, as a matter of fact.
How are they modified?
We have installed a small SIM card into one of their earlobes, and you can actually make a phone call in the monkey's head. It's amazing.
How does that work?
When the monkey gets close, you whisper in its ear, and it makes the phone call for you.
Do you tell it who to call?
Alexa.
You tell it who to call?
Yeah, you say, I can't give you the code word.
Is it just monkey call?
Yes, it's monkey call, but I don't want people making random phone calls in his monkey's head. This is very...
Because then he gets charged for them, right?
Would there be maybe some type of voice recognition to prevent... I mean, if you have the technology to put a phone in a monkey's head, you surely have voice recognition.
We do not, sir. You obviously don't know how this works.
Okay. Yeah, you don't know.
Can I program the monkey myself?
Yes, you can.
Is it
so
easier?
I can give it something a little more... or a little less obvious than monkey call.
Yes.
Is programming the monkey easier or harder than setting the time on your VCR?
I would say that probably the VCR is much harder than programming a monkey.
It's pretty damn hard.
Yeah. Monkeys can be teased with bananas. They're trained very easily. I mean, you know what else works? Pineapples that come off of trees.
Oh, don't say pineapple. I'm sorry. Oh, Jeffrey, I'm gonna have to hang up from that sound. Oh, goodness. Elizabeth, I can't believe how insensitive you can be.
It has nothing to do with sensitivity. Part of helping people is actually bringing them back to reality.
All right, I think we have time for one more caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, yeah, I want to buy one of those monkey phones.
Okay, so you want to buy a monkey phone?
Yeah, I heard you guys are selling monkey phones, and... Oh my god, am I on the thing? Like,
yeah, you're on Freak of the Week.
It's not QVC?
I don't know what QVC is.
Okay, well, I would like to buy two monkey phones, one in pink and one in turquoise.
Do we have pink and turquoise, Jim?
Oddly, we do.
Also, I want it to look like the monkey from Friends.
Well, that, of course, was the model we used. Some of these monkeys have been, have gone through cosmetic surgery.
Oh, that's nice.
So we could get this effect.
So there's benefits for being a monkey phone.
Absolutely. But we cannot sell you the monkeys, but we can sell you the cages.
I just want the phone in the monkey.
What he's saying that if you buy the cage, you get the phone.
I don't need a cage. That's how they rip you off. They say, buy this case. $40, and I'm like, I'll drop my phone if I want to. And
makes
monkeys
sense.
Don't break.
That's actually not true. A monkey can be harmed. I
lived by Brookfield Zoo for like a year. Okay, monkeys can't break because they're marsupials.
Yeah, what she said. Marsupials.
Marsupials.
No, that's a kangaroo.
That's also incorrect.
They are
Jim, are they marsupials?
No, they are platypuses.
honestly, like, I don't get why this woman is even with you guys.
She's my sister.
I'm his legal guardian.
She's a super downer, and also she's ruining everything.
I agree.
And also, you both can do better. And also, I was listening at the beginning of this because I'm trying to do, like, 30 minutes of cardio followed by 30 minutes of cardio. And when I was doing my first 15, I was listening to her, and she's like, I'm a vertigo. I'm a vertigo.
Right.
And I looked it up in the paper, and it says that she's going to have a terrible day. So you shouldn't even...
That's a good point.
What do zodiac signs have to do with anything?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
They have to do with everything. Zodiac signs are the only way we can actually predict the future, true believers.
Well, I am a Gemini monkey, and I need that phone.
There you
go. Also, I would like it rolled in glitter and named Banana. Both of them.
Can you do that? Can you roll them in glitter and name them Banana?
One can be named Banana, the other has to be named Pineapple.
They both need to be named Banana.
What about Banana and Banana Two? Let's try to make a compromise.
Why are you calling him Two? It's Banana and Banana.
Banana and Banana.
We would not have the technology to be able to differentiate between Banana or Banana.
Obviously, one is pink and one is turquoise.
So would you call them Pink Banana and Turquoise Banana?
No, their name is Banana. Duh. God, now I see where your sister gets it.
Oh, do not defend Elizabeth Marin, please.
I just think if you guys are on the air selling monkeys, you would at least let them be named Banana.
What? Huh?
I thought that would at least be named Banana.
I think she had a seizure.
I believe so. Do we need to dial 911?
No, do not dial 911. They'll know where we're at.
No. And I'd like to put out the reminder once again. If you are sitting here listening and or dialing in, please take your phone, remove the SIM card.
Yes.
Throw it on the floor, smash the phone, and throw it in the toilet.
Do I have to smash Very the important. Monkey?
Then throw the toilet away.
I have to smash the monkey?
Yes.
Many monkeys have died this way.
Well, I don't understand. How do I get the banana monkeys if they have to smash them?
Look.
I'm a big supporter of PETA. I don't eat animals. I just like them implanted with cellular technology.
All right. We will get you the cellular monkeys. If you just talk to Jimmy, my proxy, after the show, we will get that for you.
Oh my God, proxies are real?
My proxy Jimmy is.
Oh my God.
He does all the internet stuff for me.
Does he have wings?
I mean, I've never looked at his back.
Oh my gosh, I did not realize that proxies were real. This is so exciting. It's like Fern Gully come to life.
What's Fern Gully?
It's a true story of how the environment's being taken away and how talking bats like chicken.
Oh, yeah, that's all true. That's all true stuff.
Genetically modified fairies.
Wait, we're genetically modifying fairies now?
Yes.
Are you claiming that fairies are in fact real?
Who doesn't know that?
Everybody knows this. I don't know. Where did you get this?
She literally came out of Mom Vicky's womb. I can't control that.
Wow.
To be fair, we're both from Dad Terrence. She's from Mom Vicky, and I'm from Mom Lauren. We're kind of like twins that way.
Our moms were pregnant at the same time.
Literally gave birth the same day.
They timed it impeccably.
I don't know how they did it.
They have not told us the story of conception. I kind of want to hear it. Actually.
I don't want to know.
I kind of do.
I don't want to know. Ever.
She's a sister from a different Mrs.?
No, they're all three married. It's not like it's weird. It's normal. Look, obviously we've run the course on animal weapons. I want to thank Jim Kubinski for being here and telling us about half the things he knows. I guess I will thank Elizabeth Marin for being here late.
Memoriam Development and Freak of the Week do not condone the sale of genetically modified animals, but nor do we condone smashing personal property.
But DVMPE and David Hickney do. So remember that. I want to thank the Elgin Fringe Festival for having a festival dedicated to the only true show that is out there, Fringe. It is fantastic. If you want to know the truth about alternate dimensions, watch that documentary. Thank you to our audience, and we will be back tomorrow for our second live episode. Thank you so much. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. That's what you think. All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? Sure they were. I don't know who Anthony Calero, Elizabeth Krahulik, and David Musto are, but I can tell you, we're going to throw hands. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Voxmull. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Special thanks this week to the Elgin Fringe Festival. Freak of the Week is produced by Nick Mataragas and David Voxmullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memorial Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.